What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Go Follow Up Podcast with me, your host, Jonathan Moore. On today's episode, I am joined by Dom and Rocco Santamaria of Colossus Media Group. These two 17-year-old twins are on the verge of creating a social media marketing empire. They share with us their journey on how their love for film turned into a thriving business. And the best part is, they haven't even graduated high school yet. This episode is going to be a good one. So stick around. This is the Go Follow Up Podcast. All right, what's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Go Follow Up Podcast with me, your host, Jonathan Moore. I just want to say thank you for joining us today. I am with Dom and is it Rock?
Rocco.
I keep calling you
yeah.
Rock, but it's Rocco.
Rocco.
Rocco Santamaria. Of Colossus Media Group. So what's going on, guys? How y'all feeling today?
Good. It's a beautiful day. In the air conditioned, a little too hot outside.
Yeah, it's a little hot out there.
Yeah.
It's deadly hot out there, ain't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But man, I want to just say thank you for joining me today. I'm really interested to hear about your story. I heard a lot of great things about you. So for those who don't know who you are, why don't you just, you know, give us a little clue. Tell us who you are and what it is that you do.
Yeah. So I'm Dom. This is my twin brother, Rocco. You know, we're twins. People always ask, are you twins? We don't, you know, sometimes we say it now. He's my twin sister. Yeah, we come up with a different response. Sometimes okay. He's my twin sister. Sometimes we say, you know, we just eat a lot of the same stuff. Okay. But we started a media group. Really, it started all, you know, we were always interested in video. We were always interested in just making dumb skits.
Like filming skits.
Always filming stuff, putting it on YouTube. But around 7th or 8th grade, our neighbor asked to film their daughter's bat mitzvah. We've never been to a bat mitzvah. We don't know what one was. And they're like, you know, yeah, sure. We had a little tiny flip camera, this camera right here. We bought, you know, saved up, shoveling snow.
Okay.
Bought it with our own money.
All right.
And we filmed it on that. And it turned out terrible. Like, it was the worst video ever. But they loved it. They gave us, like, $200 for it.
It was $200. You filmed it on that?
Yeah, filmed it on that. Edited on our laptop on iMovie.
Okay. All right.
Which was fun. You know, it was the beginning software, just getting into video editing because we never really edited it before. We edited short little skits, but all iMovie stuff.
Yeah, you know, really
we didn't pay for any editors at that point. And they kind of, you know, snowball effect from there. We filmed a couple more bat mitzvahs. We did like a sweet 16. We did a wedding. And then around, you know, almost a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, we decided, you know, we want to look professional. Originally, our name was DTR Productions. It was like based off of a YouTube channel called DTR, Dom Tom Rock. Don't look that up.
Okay.
It was like, just us two and a friend, and we would go film stupid skits, turn to a company. Mm-hmm. Then we said, you know, let's really get established. Let's look professional. Let's do professional things so other businesses can trust us. So we kind of turned into a media group.
Okay.
In that point of view, and now we work with businesses. We do live events. We do live streams, social media management, content production,
and how we started
website design.
Working with businesses, we thought, okay, what's a town close to us that has like a really well-known business, and that one is Garmani, which is that's the store behind it.
Okay.
You can see right there, that's Garmani, and we literally walked in the store not knowing anyone, and said, hey, we'd like to just make a quick 30-second video for you. If you like it, you can put it on your website. It's really just no charge. We'll do it for free. And then if you like it, they loved it. So then we started working with them. And then our neighbor became the manager there, so it was easier to communicate.
Okay.
And then just from there.
Yeah, that was like our first business we got.
I'm sure y'all weren't shooting that with the flip camera.
No. At that point, we shoveled a little bit more driveways. We shot some more stuff. We bought, you know, a T3i, which is like the entry-level DSLR camera for Canon, which is good. It's a sharp camera.
At that time, everyone used DSLRs for like just photo.
Everyone.
When we went to Best Buy to go buy it, he's like, you want to use this for video?
He thought we were crazy. It's not meant for video. The sensor will get all screwed up. I mean, the camera still works today. The camera works perfectly fine.
Right,
so
sure,
Best Buy guy, you don't know what you're talking about. Sorry.
Yeah, he wasn't on the trend at the time. So now, all right, so you guys are pretty young.
Yes. Right?
And since you're young, I can ask you your age.
We're 17.
Yeah.
Just turned 17, or turned 17 in January. January 24th is our birthday.
Okay. And now, so what made you want to take this, like, you started off shooting a bat mitzvah,
yeah,
right? And then you shot a few more things here and there.
like, what made you want to transition and take it and turn it into a business? I mean, is it something that you always wanted to do, or is it, was it just an opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, like, this is our passion, you know. My mom always says, you know, if you love what you do, it's not working. Right. And we love making videos. We love editing. I love communicating with people, you know, problem solving, putting things out there that are useful for people and people are going to like. And that's what we do. You know, that's what videographers like sort of kind of do in a way. You know, someone wants
to. Like, I don't feel like I'm working. Like when I came home from school editing videos, like,
We just had a big shoot in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. It was for a fashion designer, Paul Hines, she's one of our clients. We love her. We love working with her. We love working the photographers there. It's a big production that goes on there, and it's so much fun. We spent, you know, 10 hours at that shoot, and time flew by because, you know, we were just having a blast, and we loved doing that stuff.
Now, hold up. That's crazy because Garmani.
Yes.
When did you walked in there.
Yeah.
You offered them your service, like, hey, free 30-second video. How old were you at this time?
We were 15.
We were 15 at that time.
So this was 2 years ago. Yeah. You were 15, and you just went up in there and was like, listen, we want a shot to shoot this video for you. And it went from there. Now you're shooting with fashion designers and everything.
Yeah,
Y'all scaled that business up quick. How'd y'all do that?
Pretty much. Well, we you know, we kind of feed and, you know, we go through our sources a lot. We pick out everyone's brain. We talk to everyone. We constantly network. Mm-hmm. And that's really what it's about in any business.
Building relationships, right?
Building relationships, exactly. So, you know, we would go to...
The two biggest forms for advertising for us, it's word of mouth and then just servicing our past clients.
Okay.
That's exactly it. So, you know, Garmani, they send us a ton of business. You know, they have all these crazy events. Like, they work with, you know, Indian Motorcycle. They work with all the other designers that we've worked with, Alan Sundry, Paul Hyen, a couple others. They're all on that board right there. The cameras can't see that. But, like, most of those businesses on there we got from Garmani. Garmani was, like, our gateway to all those businesses. One, just because we can say, you know, we worked with such a well-established, well-known business like Garmani.
Right.
And it kind of, you know, was a little trustworthy. It comforted other business owners, you know, letting them know, like, hey, these two 15-year-old kids, you know, do stuff for Garmani. You know, maybe I should trust them to do stuff for my business, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah.
So, where you're at right now with your business, what are you most excited about?
I'm excited for growth, definitely. You know, previous summers, we lifeguarded on a beach. It was fun. We stayed at our grandma's house up in Manilokan. It's like the best. We wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning, get on our bike, ride to the beach, hang out at the beach, sit on a lifeguard stand for 6 hours, and then we go home. But you know, this summer we're just working. This month we're launching 4 websites.
Okay.
We're doing constant, like, just a ton of media for different businesses. We're doing live events almost every weekend.
Right.
We're trying to book a meeting like every single day.
Yeah, every single day we're trying to book a meeting. We're trying to do something every single day. That's, you know, what our schedule is. Try to do something every single day. And we're just really trying to grow and meet all kinds of people, work with all types of businesses.
Yeah, that's interesting. That makes me think of this quote, and it's by Bruce Lee.
Okay.
All right. But I feel like I heard it from, like, Ty Lopez or something.
Ty Lopez,
like,
yes. Right? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Yes. Yeah.
So the quote was, that Bruce Lee said was, I don't fear the man who practices 1,000 kicks one day. I fear the man who practices one kick for 1,000 days.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, powerful. Like, that kind of makes me think of, like you saying, like, you're trying to get something every single day. Every single day you're doing something towards your business. So, what are some of the biggest challenges you face right now?
I think one of the biggest challenges is just getting our name out there. Like, getting people to trust us more and more. Because the thing is, when we go into meetings, we'll talk to them on the phone, we sound super professional, and we'll walk in, they're like, whoa, how old are you guys?
You okay, know? All right. So and you think that, the age thing is a factor? You think that plays a
factor? I agree with Rocco. Yeah. Yeah, the age plays a huge factor. You know, some people are like, you know, I don't know, like, how much, you know, I should trust you. I don't know if I should really give you my business now.
School.
You guys are still in school. Like, how am I going to answer your calls? And I tell them, call you. Call me. You know, I'll answer your calls in school. I'll answer your emails in school.
Right.
And then they kind of get that, you know, I mean, like, we're a media group that likes to say, you know, we love our clients. Our customer service is impeccable.
Right.
Call me at 11 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. I'll fix anything on your website. That's literally how it is.
Last week, we had a meeting from 7 o'clock till, like, 12:05 at night.
Yeah, 12:05 at night. You know, go find another media group that's going to sit with you. Work on your website till 12:05 at night.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah. So that's kind of how we make up for the age factor.
So how was it, you know, running your company and also balancing school?
Yeah.
I mean, I know the summer is approaching, but, for a good portion of the year.
Good portion of the year. But we want to say about, like 75% of our day is just taken up by school, which is good. You know, we're learning. We're, definitely going to graduate high school, definitely going to go to college. But, we've kind of got a point where our schedule is divided. 75% of the day we're focused on school. We got to get everything done in school. Mm-hmm. And then when we get everything done, we kind of feel like, all right, great. We did everything we have to do in school. We, studied. We know all the information. Now let's go take all that other energy and put it into our business.
Yeah. It's almost like you're working like two jobs. You'll have your day job and then your night job, which is media group. And then right now we're really trying to push the media group. So I don't want to say school's like pushed aside, but we don't really do homework after school. We do that on the way to school on the bus. But,
trying to figure out the best ways to use your time. Utilize every little bit.
Exactly.
Because it adds up.
Yeah.
It's a lot to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you got stuff to do, it's a lot to do.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So you guys want to, you're going to be seniors then next year.
Seniors next year. That's great. Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Did you ever think about, cause you guys got a lot going on. Like I'm telling you, when I looked up your stuff on your website, like I was super impressed.
Thank you.
Did you ever think about creating like a mentorship program for like other, like do kids your age come to you and ask you like, how did you do this? Or do you get older people who ask you?
It's a mixture, it's a little bit of both, honestly. Mm-hmm. A couple months ago, we were trying to push this thing where we were just networking a ton. So like Ty Lopez, he has like the videos of him in front of a Lamborghini. He's watching a Lamborghini or something.
Right.
He goes, you could have a Lamborghini. You could live this lifestyle just like me. Click the link.
Right.
And, it's a scam or whatever. I'm sorry, Ty Lopez, if you're watching this. But,
is it a scam or is it a good copy?
I don't know. It could be both. So we
it's
did,
a good idea.
Exactly. We tried to do something similar to that
matter.
We posted like these kind of funny, cocky videos. One is me getting out of a hot tub and I'm like, you could live a luxurious country club lifestyle. Click the link in my bio. So check this out really quick. ColossusMediaGroup.com is our website. So we do ColossusMediaGroup.com/work for us. And it brings you to like this page
is a separate,
right here. This is a separate tab from our website. So, it's like get your side hustle on. We give commission-based salaries to anyone that, gets us a lead. So for example, one of our friends, her parents own an electrical contracting company, right? Starlit Electric. We did their website. They had a terrible website before that.
Right.
So she went on the webpage. She filled out all the stuff. She goes, do you know anyone with a business? She goes, yes, my parents, Starlit Electric. We looked them up. We hit up the girl. We're like, listen, your parents' website's terrible. We can change this, this, and this, and we can do it for this price. You can get 10% of this price. That's your commission for setting us up. She's like, oh my God, this is great. Yeah, she set us up with our parents. We met with them.
Pretty much.
And we even had some. Adults. Take part in this.
Okay.
Where we get 10%. It's a good way to just reach out and kind of see what other people are cooking. We see what other people have. See who other people know. Really.
Right.
That's
cool, man. That's really. Y'all working it from every angle.
Pretty much.
Working it from every angle. Now, let me ask you this. Was there someone in your life who really gave you, that belief that, you can take this and turn it into something? Like you started off just shooting a couple videos. Was there somebody or something, that just made you want to take it to the next level, or made you believe that you could take it to the next level?
I don't know if you want to take this one. I think, our mom. Really?
You gotta love moms, man.
Really, you gotta love moms.
You gotta love moms.
She honestly, she's the reason why this whole thing started. The neighbor reached out to my mom first because the neighbor watched our YouTube videos. She's like, yeah, we've seen, the boys' YouTube videos. Our daughter's having the bar mitzvah. We wanted a videographer. We didn't have enough time to book the videographer. Can your boys do it? My mom, came down to the basement, which was a basement, not a studio yet.
Okay.
And she's like, do you want to film this bar mitzvah? We're like, what's that? She's like, planned it, do it. And we're like, yeah, sure, let's do it. And
we didn't even think we were going to get paid.
We honestly thought it was going to be a favor, something we could learn from.
Okay.
But honestly, really, it's our mom. And then, of course, our dad, just for motivation. He's a businessman himself.
And business.
And business advice, of course. You know, okay. He's a physical therapist. He started his own business, Shore Wellness Center.
Okay. Physical therapy. I know Shore Wellness Center.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's in Oakhurst. He's a physical therapist. We actually did his website and his media and stuff. Yeah, we did that. But no, he's someone. Definitely. Yeah. It's on the house or either he kicks us out the house. But yeah, we did, you know, we come to him with business help, business advice. He's been in business for, you know, almost 20 years now. Right. So he definitely knows, you know, all the tips and tricks.
Is he like your mentor?
In a way, yeah. I would say yes. And then, of course, all of our other clients. We have some successful businesses as clients, like the Garmani store. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at the wall over there. JR Cruise Construction, that's one. Yeah, there's definitely a couple.
Now let me ask you this.
Yes.
You know, you're working with, you know, I'm assuming that a lot of the business owners that you're working with are older than you.
Yes.
Yeah. And do you see that, you know, they're looking at you like, oh, you know, you guys are young. Like, what do you know about business? But you know your niche as far as that, like, content creation, you know, social media. Do you find that a lot of the older business owners really don't understand social media and the impact that it can have?
Yeah. So a lot of the older businesses, they'll look at us, they'll see social media. It's like, yeah, I have a Facebook page, I have an Instagram. And then you look at these pages and it looks like an old guy's personal Instagram account.
Right, yeah.
It's like, this is the face of your company. Like, I mean, I think Instagram is the most used social app on your phone that anyone uses. I think it's like 60% of people in America, they have Instagram downloaded.
It's like over a billion organic active users daily. That's huge.
So if you were to represent your company on a platform that has the huge reach and it looks like this, I mean,
it's
just... They just don't understand that, you know. All of this is new, too, for them. Mm-hmm. Especially a business owner that has been in business for 20-plus years. Mm-hmm. All of this is new. They don't know the outreach of social media, how important it is. We know all of our services. We know how, you know, beneficial our services are to other businesses. But sometimes they don't know that. Mm-hmm. That's something that we just have to teach them.
So coming with your product, you got to give a little education.
Absolutely. That's part of the pitch, honestly. Mm-hmm. We can tell them how our services benefit them and how, you know, they can see really a change in their business once they start using our services.
Okay. Damn, man. You know, that's interesting. I always wonder that because, you know, with the younger generation, like you guys are on it.
Right.
You know, as far as knowing how to network, knowing how to connect in this new space, you know, whereas the older generation, I'm not saying that they don't know, but it's true. You look at a lot of different, they came up from a different era.
Right. Yeah.
You know, just old school hand to hand business cards.
Pretty much.
So if, then this is kind of a little off the wall question here, but if your company was a character from a movie, okay?
Okay.
Because you know what? Because I'm kind of interested, because of how you got your name. But if your company was a character from a movie, who would that be?
It would probably be Jordan Belfort from The Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, man.
Without the
corruption, all the illegal drugs, all the prostitutes.
Just like his drive, his like...
his ambition, honestly.
You gotta work,
his take no shit attitude.
Yeah.
It's like big F you in your face, like... I'd say that would be our
goal. Just like that hustle. Like, he's got that, you know, I guess workflow to him.
Right, got
he's
you.
He's got that ambition.
How'd y'all come up with the name Colossus?
So actually one of our friends did that. He's a lifeguard buddy. Mm-hmm. He goes to school with us. He originally, like I said, it was DTR Productions. That name is terrible. Like, you're not going to trust a company. DTR Productions, that sounds like, you know, like a bunch of sixth graders came up with a company. That's basically what happened. But we were thinking of names. And we were thinking of things like, you know.
One we almost got. Do you remember the name?
I'm not going to mention that. That's weird. It was like it's a sex cell. It's weird. Okay. But no, the name Colossus, like we want it to sound like we're big. We're little.
Because Colossus does sound big.
Yeah, this is the media group right here. This is Colossus Media Group. Us too.
Right.
Right. But we want to sound like we're big. We're established. Mm. Sort of like Jordan Belfort, Stratton, Oakmont business. It sounded engraved in Wall Street forever.
Right.
So we wanted it to sound like we were some big company that, you know, we were around forever. We knew everything. So Colossus Media Group. Colossus means a statue that's larger than life.
Right.
We wanted to be larger than life. And that's, you know, another sales pitchy thing we say. Colossus Media Group, we named our company.
I like it, man.
Because, you know, Colossus, that's the type of results we bring to your business. Colossus.
This result. Guy, man. This dude, you got some elevator pitches,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, 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 all day.
You ready. That's cool, though, man. That's y'all some interesting people.
Thank you.
Let me tell you that right now. And being that y'all so interesting at such a young age and y'all hustle so hard, do you find it, how is it with, how do kids your age respond to you?
They think, I don't really know what they think. You know, some people think, like, we're too dedicated. You know, yeah, it's like,
I was going to ask you that. Because, do you feel like you get that a lot? Like, oh, bro, you like take a day off.
Honestly,
well, the thing is, we film a lot of live events. So, like, you know, Sweet 16's, Bar Mitzvahs, weddings.
They're all Fridays
they're
and Saturdays.
They're all Friday,
right?
Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
So that's when everyone wants to hang out. That's when all the friends are like, oh, come over, hang out.
Right.
Let's go to the party. And we're like, we're working. We got a Sweet 16.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw this at 6 in the morning.
I'm going to say the quote. We saw this on Facebook or something like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We have it printed out over there, but it's like, you know, it's like, it's like a guy with a party hat on and a guy with a business suit on. The guy with the party hat is asking the business guy, you know, why don't I see you at parties? And the business guy is like, why don't I see you at the bank? You know, it's a little cocky. It's a little, you know, arrogant, but, no, I just think that's, you know, it's a cool quote.
Yeah. I mean, it is. It's definitely cool that you can do something that you enjoy
and
find a way to monetize it.
Exactly.
Has anybody ever come to you with like any ideas and was like, hey, like, I want to try this. Like, how would I, you know, turn this into something or make money off of it?
Yeah, a couple kids, actually. There's some kids in our school that, you know, they started a t-shirt company.
Okay.
I don't even remember what they're called, but yeah, okay. they honestly, they didn't really have the drive to do anything.
That's what it is. It's not coming up with the ideas, execute.
I totally agree with you
exactly
on that.
Right.
I totally agree with you. But yeah, like they wanted to start a t-shirt company. They want to be like Rob Dyrdek or something with like, what is this company? DC Shoes.
DC.
But yeah, they didn't have a drive. You know, I'm willing to, we have all the know. We know how to do websites. We know how to do video, social media, anything, e-commerce site. You know, we have all that know. You know, maybe we could partner up, get a little percentage of the company. But,
right,
you know, they're just lazy. They don't want to, you know, really do that.
Right.
I don't know. Of course, maybe we just haven't ran into the right people. But, I mean, that's just kids at our school.
I think that's rare, though, to find somebody so dedicated at your age.
Definitely.
I mean, you definitely hear a lot of ideas going around. You know, as a school teacher, you know, I hear ideas all the time.
Right.
But then,
course,
like, you don't see too much
you
execution.
You don't see execution.
You know, you're like, hey, you follow up. Hey, did you do that? You say you was going to do this video?
Yeah,
you
and
said?
Then it winds up, you're chasing after the person for work. You're chasing, like, oh, I told you to do this, to do that. You know?
Yeah.
Right.
We had one of our good friends working for us, and he was here for, like, I don't know, like 2-3 weeks. And he was working hard. He was, like, putting, like, businesses down on a list.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, you want to work for us? He didn't know Photoshop. He didn't know how to edit or shoot videos. So I'm like, okay, well, you can be, like, a director of new business, you know?
Okay.
So he would write down businesses on, like, a Google Docs account. He had, like, 150. He was doing a great job. But then he's like, he doesn't want to call them, you know?
He's the, like, cold calls,
I know,
huh?
Yeah. And, I mean, that's how we got some of our business. You know, like, Red Soul, shoe company.
We do social media management for them. They're one of our big social media management clients.
Right.
It was just Rocco and this kid.
And you just, how'd you get that account?
Walked
you just
right
called
into
them
the store.
Walked in, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, called them, then walked in.
Now let me
person.
Ask you, you walked in, you got the whole presentation though down packed.
Oh yeah.
Now, right?
We came in.
I've seen them bright yellow folders
the,
now.
Folder,
you came in with
folder.
The suits?
We have
with suits.
Now hold on a second. You came in with the suits.
Yeah, yeah. So
I thought y'all would be like, you know, t-shirt, cool,
oh,
no. Like,
ah,
oh, we're
first
cool,
impression
modern
is
day.
Like, I mean,
actually,
yeah, get that. So Garmani, you know, as Garmani being one of our clients, Garmani is an upscale men's retail, you know, men's clothing store, right? So they supply us with these seats. That's our uniform, you know, quote unquote, our uniform when we go into Garmani.
They see that for
I love
you.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. We,
so sweet,
yeah, we love them. We love them at Garmani. But yeah, they hooked us up with those suits.
Yeah, because you got the. Where am I?
Yeah. We've got the Colossus
nice
Media Group folders.
Yeah,
so
man.
The reason yellow. Take a look at that board, right? You see all those
board.
Business cards. What color stands out to you the most?
Well, the yellow.
It's
one
the
right
yellow,
there,
exactly.
Right? Yeah.
So if you meet someone at a business expo, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're getting a ton of cards. Grab the here, like check this out.
We've got no. I got this. Look, last business expo I went to, you know,
I got maybe like 50 cards here, right?
Right.
You know, they're all piled up. They're all kind of the same. If there's like a yellow one stacked in there. Look how much that stands out, just that yellow card, you know?
Yeah, man.
We wanted to stand
also,
out from everyone.
Let me just grab some cards here. Let's say you got I don't want to show the face of the company. But that someone gives you that card, that's A, media group, and then this is B. This is us. This is Colossus right. media group. Just feel like that...
It's
all about the presentation, the card, you know?
And every time we hand that card out, they're like, oh, wow, such a nice card.
We always get a compliment on it.
You ever see that movie, American Psycho?
Yes.
You ever see that?
He loves the business cards. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
The eggshell finish. Yeah, man. Yes. For sure, man. Y'all definitely got a way of standing out.
Yeah, we want people to remember us. You know, when we meet them.
One of the things is we're twins. So
yeah, one of the things we're twins.
Easy conversation starter. You two twins?
That's like the icebreaker yeah. right there. At, right. You know, business was at, you know, cold calls, anything, at events. Mm-hmm. You know, they you go, hey, twins? Are you twins?
And they go, oh, my sister's a twin, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm.
And then you just start talking with them.
That's crazy, man. Yeah. Y'all, now, let me, hold up real quick. I'm just thinking while we're having this conversation, you guys were saying that you're going out to New York and doing shoots. Are you doing this on weeknights?
Yes.
Like on a school night?
Some of them are, depending on
how important the job
is. Yeah, some of them are. So, for example, we've been to the city. We've been to New York twice this month. Three times this month.
Three times.
Yeah, so far three times this month, and we're going next week. So, yeah. Every Saturday. And then Philly. The week after that. You know, we travel anywhere for, you know, our clients. But yeah, no, we try to do business all over. We try to expand our outreach as much as possible.
Mm. I'm going to ask you, I don't know if this is like a controversial question.
Yeah.
All right. But, so I'm a school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I feel like in the schools that are in the education system, there are some valuable skills, quote unquote, I feel like that can be taught that aren't taught. Do you find yourself struggling, like, you know, in that school environment because, right, like, you guys are laser focused right now. Right. So when you're laser focused, you understand the use of time.
Yeah.
So do you feel that, like, in the education system, there could be something that could be changed? I know it's kind of like left field question. Yeah,
right. No, we love this question. I'm gonna let you take this, but I just want to say one thing because Rocco's passionate about this. You
know, okay. All right.
He preaches on this stuff.
All right. That's what I'm talking
honestly
about.
I think the school system is a little corrupt in a way.
Yeah.
No offense to you. No offense to you. But yeah.
Listen. It is what it is.
I think the school system, you know, they teach you valuable things, but they teach you how to really be a worker. They don't teach you how to be a leader, how to be a boss, how to be a CEO, how to manage people, honestly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
How to talk, even how to have a conversation.
You know, kids are coming out of college. You know, we met a kid at the shoot, at the Paul Hines shoot. He wasn't a part of it. He was in the building. Fresh out of college, you know, he sounded like a robot. Mm. You know, he was smart. I guarantee you, he got a better score on the SAT than me.
Right.
But, you know, he no communication skills whatsoever.
Right.
So that's my thing. You know, I think it just teaches you how to be a good worker, mm-hmm. not a good leader, not a good business person, not a good, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm rock as much.
And then my thing is, I'll work. I'm always thinking about work. I'm always thinking about like new ideas, what we can do. And then I'll be sitting in math class learning like algebraic functions of X, Y, Z. I'll just be like that. And then I love all my teachers. All my teachers are great, especially my Spanish teacher. I'll ask the teacher, I'm like, Miss I, when are we going to use this? And she'll even tell. She goes, look, Rocky, you're not going to use this at all. You're like,
right.
Why are we learning this then?
Right. Where some of that time could be spent.
I know.
Like,
yeah.
You know, like communication skills.
Exactly.
It's a big one. You're right about
that.
That's huge. The communication is out of control.
School, I mean, we can make it better. I would like to have like more like art classes, more video classes, more like if you want to be like a welder, you'd have like a
more specialized classes to your interest.
Actual work and stuff like that.
You know what? That's interesting you said specialized interest because I was just talking to somebody about this the other day and I was talking about how now, like, you know, like I rarely watch TV, mm-hmm. but you know, I'll watch like YouTube or something like that.
Right. Yeah.
And it's like specialized content, right? Like you can really learn almost anything you want to learn.
How do you
like
think we learned how to edit on a computer? Yeah, like right. All our editor, we learned all on YouTube.
And you learning these skills that you're actually using. I just think it's an interesting state where education is at mm-hmm. right now because it's like in a transition with this new economy. Really, like, you know, like how you guys are doing it. You're making money, you know. You're still working with those brick and mortar businesses.
Yeah.
But you're doing it in a way that's virtual. I mean, like, you can take your laptops and your equipment, yeah. and I mean, you can go anywhere, yeah. you know. Pretty much. I mean, not a lot of people have that luxury.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with you. Another big thing is just the leadership in schools. You know, yeah. our school in particular, our school, you know, we've got a great principal, Broderman.
Oh, yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, he's cool. He's awesome. Really good leader. But, you know, some of the supervisors, some of the other teachers, you know, they got so a little bit. Yeah, yeah, I mean, there's something like, you know, they don't really know their place. I mean, I'm not know their place, but you know, I'm not trying to say it in a bad thing.
That's cool, man.
But, you know, it's like.
Speak on it.
You know, you're teaching us something. You right, know, right. If I have a class and I'm teaching a sales seminar, right. I want everyone in that sales seminar to pass the class.
To sell.
To learn how to sell. Yeah. You know,
right.
if I'm a teacher.
Results.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. If I'm a teacher and I'm teaching this material and I see a kid struggling, and he gets an F on his test, I would feel bad about myself giving this kid
it's
an F.
Just a grade.
I'd be like,
it's just
you know, I feel like yeah. it's just all about a grade, all about a number, all about seeing if you pass or fail.
Right.
You know, they don't really care about, you know, I'm not saying this all
right.
teachers.
Right, no, I got
but,
you.
But
know,
some
you.
Teachers, you know, like they don't care. Like a grade about, is like, a grade. That's what right. you get. They don't want to see you pass or fail. At the end of the day, they get their paycheck, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad sometimes, man. I mean, it's not, and you're right, it's not everybody.
No,
but
yeah.
you definitely see it. And it's just a little sad, man.
Yeah.
It's real sad. So, looking into the future, where do you guys want to take this company?
Okay. So, the future. Obviously, we're going to, you know, graduate high school. That's, you know, that's going
to
happen. We're graduating high school.
Yeah, we have to.
Yeah, yeah. So,
how do they feel about you going to college?
Yeah.
Our parents, you know, they want us to go to college. They think a college education is important.
Okay.
It looks good. You know, if this media group ever falls apart, you know, it's good to say, you know, you went to college. It gives you that one step up on
the other person. Okay.
You know, I agree with them. You know, I think college is a good thing because it's another thing. You could go for something you're more special, you know, more something you're interested in, something that interests you a little bit more. You know, you're still going to take the boring classes, but just something that interests you a little bit more. And also, gives you a little bit more time to grow. So
now, let me ask, because you sound like a real slick sales guy.
Thank
you. Know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah, yeah. I take it. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just you guys really have an interesting dynamic. So, a lot of other successful entrepreneurs, you know, business owners that you hear about, a lot of them when they were at your age and they were in that college state, they found it tough to do both, you know. So say, for example, you know, you guys are in, got your first year under your belt, you're about to go back, and next thing you know, it's like your company is starting to scale up to
right.
a point that you can't handle both. Do you think you can make that sell to mom and dad?
I want to say we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Right, okay.
Sort
All
of,
right, fair enough.
But
I mean, we already see it now, like with high school. Freshman year, we're really involved in school. We were staying after doing all sorts of clubs.
Right.
Not anymore. And then this year was our last time we do swim for our school.
Yeah, we're on the varsity swim team.
Okay.
Next year we already have that out. We're like, we don't have
time
to swim.
I mean, we love doing that, but, you know,
it's something you got to give up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to make these
sacrifices, man.
Yeah.
That's a tough choice,
exactly.
man, especially at a young age, because most people wouldn't sacrifice, you know, what they're doing now to do what you guys are doing, you know, but with that sacrifice has come success.
Yeah.
Which actually, in turn, gives you a little bit more freedom than the average person, right?
Almost, yeah.
You know?
I would say so.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy, man. It gives you some options. That's really cool, man. So, you know what? I think that's pretty good. I want to say thank you guys.
Absolutely.
For coming on to the podcast, man. It's really interesting to see such young guys doing big things, you know? Because there's a lot of people who probably wish that they could trade places or knew what you knew or even just had the belief that you guys had,
right?
You know, so how about this? If there's one lesson, right, you know, that you could take away from your experience up until this point, just one, what would that lesson be?
Honestly, I think the lesson, communication is key. You know, don't be lazy, you know, send out that email as soon as you get it, send back
right.
that text as soon as you get it, answer that voicemail,
right.
answer that call.
Right.
You know, people appreciate it. If someone's calling me, you know, I'll be like, oh my God, yes, someone's calling me, a client's calling me. I'm going to answer that right away. If they leave me a text, I'm going to answer that right away. you know, don't let people hanging like that. Don't let people down, really.
Right.
Put yourself in their shoes, you know. Let's say you're a business that needs a media group, or you're a business that, you know, just needs anyone, you know. Right. Help them out, you know. Right. Go provide services for them.
Right.
And then, of course, you know, if you do a good job, you know, there's bound to be more businesses that want you. You know, right. We tell everyone this, you know. If it has Colossus Media Group on it, if it has our name on it, it's our 110% best offer effort. Right. You know, we don't put out shit work.
Right.
You know, we're proud of everything that we put out.
Mm-hmm. Like, if we're sitting down at a meeting trying to get this one client, we'll show them every single video. And we'll be proud of every single video we make.
Right.
So.
Not kind of like you're showing them, like, oh, this is some old stuff you don't want. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like every single, we have no problem showing any of that.
Man. So then let me ask you one more question. You were saying, like, you know, make that call, send that email. You were saying the guy, your good friend of yours, had came, worked for you guys in the summer, but you didn't want to, you know, make those calls. What would you say to somebody who's like, you know what, man, I want to do this, but they're afraid to get past that initial, you know, step of fear? Like, what would you say to that person? Like, you know, they're listening to this now and they need that little spark.
Yeah, I would say you just got to get out there. You got to start producing work. I mean, the biggest thing that really just pushed us was Garmani. We walked in. We were like, we'll do this for free. It'll help you out. It'll help us out. And then we did a really good job. And then just from there, snowball effect.
So you just thought, you just, so, what made you want to go to them though? Real quick. Now I'm like asking more questions.
Yeah, go ahead. So what made me want to go to them is their store. I don't know if you're familiar with it. They're in Red Bank, nice town. Mm-hmm. And when Red Bank back in like whenever, when did they go there initially?
I don't even know.
Yeah. But it was called Dead Bank.
That's what they called the town,
stores,
Red Bank.
All the stores were like all out of business. It's like homeless guys, like drug addicts all over the place. And then they went in there, the guy, Larry, he's not with us anymore. Mm-hmm. He went there and he just transformed the town.
Mm-hmm.
He bought a bunch of property, a bunch of real estate in Red Bank, office buildings, and he wouldn't rent to you unless you were beneficial to the town.
Okay.
You know, so he'll have like this one property. He wouldn't rent it out for 10 years. 10 mm-hmm. years, no one, like McDonald's wanted it. He's like, no McDonald's. And then Tiffany & Co. came, and then he threw Tiffany & Co. in there.
Right.
So it really became, it transformed the town and everyone mm-hmm. around the town. And then everyone follows Garmani. Everyone loves Garmani.
Okay.
It's what they did for the town and their customer service there. I mean, if you ask any one of the Garmani's customers, they're like, oh, the customer service, it's great. I mean, mm-hmm. you go in there, you'll buy like a suit. And then a year later, you'll come back to buy, like, socks. And they're like, oh, Rocco, how are you? Shake your hand.
They'll remember your name, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I looked at their customer service and saw, like, everyone loves their customer service. Customer service is huge. And kind of incorporated that with our company.
Right.
So.
Man.
Yeah.
It's all about that communication. Oh, yeah. And it's not so much what you do, right? But it's how you make people feel.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Exactly. Like, nobody 100%. Cares if you're just selling shoes or shoestrings. Yeah. But if you make them feel like they're someone special. That goes a long way.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you. Yeah.
Wow. All right, man. Well, I want to say thank y'all for coming on. If anybody wanted to look you up, they wanted to get a hold of you, they want to get in contact with you, how could they do that?
Yeah, this is our website right here, ColossusMediaGroup.com, www.ColossusMediaGroup.com. Hit us up on Instagram, @ColossusMediaGroup, Facebook, @ColossusMediaGroup. My number, call me anytime, shoot me a text. It's 908-902-0537. Send us an email. It's all over our website, but it's info@ColossusMediaGroup.com. But yeah, definitely, you know, get in touch. We'll stay in touch. And then if anyone wants to make a little money, ready? This is my real plug right here.
Here we go. We got a
Listen to this up. www.ColossusMediaGroup.com/work for us. Fill out the information on this screen. Your name, email, phone number. If you know anyone with a business, check yes. And then, you know, write down the business. We'll look them up. If they're a candidate, if they're someone we want to pursue, we'll hit you back up and say, listen, we want to get set up with this company. We'll give you 10% of whatever it is. So,
all right.
That's it right there.
All
right,
man. Yeah. So that's Dom and Rocco, but we call him Rock.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks you once again. And I think that's it, man. I think we're pretty good.
Perfect. Yeah. Sounds great.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Cool.
So there you have it for today's episode. That was Dom and Rocco Santa Maria of Colossus Media Group.
If you want to learn more about them, you can head over to gofollowup.com, where there will be links and descriptions in the show notes. Hopefully this conversation was of value to you. If so, please like and subscribe in iTunes or Stitcher or wherever it is that you like to listen to podcasts, and make sure that you share with a friend. Until next time, this is Jonathan Moore signing out for the Go Follow Up Podcast.